Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good morning. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of We're On Point. Today, we're going to welcome everybody into listening to something a little bit different. We're going to pay attention to our time, Black History Month. Give a little bit of observance. And with me here today, I have my boy, C. Feld. How you doing, Chris? Okay. Well, we got a little bit of an issue going there with our sound, and I'm so sorry about that. But what we're going to do today is we're going to take a look at some of the things that are happening. Another year has come, and again, we're going to yet again pay attention to the idea of acknowledging those African Americans that have made contributions to the history of our country, and the things that made things the way they are today. Look at some of the things that they've done. All their accomplishments, wrap it up in the course of a single month, and then call it Black History. Yeah, it's kind of a questionable thing, but you know we work with it, I guess. And you got to stop and think. How is that even possible? American history is just that, American history. Put aside for the moment that you have somebody who has, that's a darker hue, you know. Put aside for the moment that these people were transplanted here. Put aside for the moment that they're not recognized as people in some instances. And you have exactly what it's supposed to be, American history. We're born here. We're naturals here, so. We're Americans. This country was founded almost literally on the backs of these individuals. You have Native Americans, African Americans, Latino Americans, and somehow our history books, American history books, has left them out. I think it's time for a new upgrade. Need to update what history actually is. And we're going to do that, and we're going to call this segment, It's Not History, Unless We're In It. So today, I want to get your opinion, if you will, on what history actually is and how African Americans during Black History Month actually have any impact in it, if they do. I believe so. So we're going to explore that. My first thing is I want to make sure that everybody knows where we come from. I want to make sure they know where we come from. No. Thank you. It seems like we've been having some serious issues. Can you?
I'm gonna interject. Chris, I can hear you.
Can you hear us? I'm sorry. It looks like we were having some technical difficulties. For all of those of you out there, we apologize for that. Were you able to hear me earlier? I apologize.
Yeah, I could hear you. I could hear you.
Okay. And what I was saying is we were going to address this, and it ain't. And our segment was, it ain't history unless you include us in it.
Well, I think when you talk about history, just history in general, people of color have kind of been left out. Left out of some of the good things. We're constantly put in the bad light as opposed to the good. But there's a couple things I would like to state. I know you had mentioned something about African American history, but I kind of wanted to maybe include entire global history. So, how many people know that? Generally, when you think of samurais, you think of Japanese individuals, but there have been at least one black samurai, and his name was Yasuki. And he came to Japan in probably sometime around the year 1581 or in the early 1600s. And Lord Oda Nobunaga noticed. He came as a slave, but this Japanese lord noticed him because of his stature and his dark complexion, and you know he was you know, you can imagine, you know, he was, you know, thought of as a little peculiar, but he became friends with this lord, and he made him, started training under him, and he made him an honorary samurai. Generally, usually a samurai position is a familial line. Become that if you're in a family. So I thought that was very interesting. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're saying, so black samurais?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard of it. I've just never seen it. I know. I mean, there's, and the history itself goes beyond just America, you know. But since we're here, I mean, you have to stop and think. There are things that have influenced how America's run. A lot of the things that we have now have kind of been kind of excluded out, or they're there. You just don't know where it comes from.
You don't know where it comes from, or nobody mentions where it comes from. But yeah, exactly. It's definitely there.
I was looking at some things, like example. We have accomplishments in medicine, but it's overlooked. Okay, so if you say penicillin, the first thing that you see is Madame Curie. You know, oh, okay, great, wonderful. You say, she did great, wonderful. But there are so many other things. I mean, if you look at heart surgery, some of the intricate things that they have, the scalpel, the heart clamp, these are things that were always. These are accomplishments that were contributed by African Americans, and it's unfortunately it's something that's just constantly overlooked. Something that you can't live. It's illegal to live in the state of Arizona without air conditioning, but the very first air conditioner was created by a gentleman named Frederick Jones in 1949. Frederick Jones, African-American, created an air conditioner and then did the upgrade to it. Osborne Dorsey, he did something real simple. Took a standalone door rack, because that's what they were, rack or a handle, and made it so that it was ergonomic before ergonomic became this big thing. And he created a doorknob and then a suspender. and then the suspender for the door, and then the stop. It seems like small things, but they exist today. The automatic cutoff switch was from Granville T. Woods. And then so many other things. There's blood. When blood leaves your body, the moment it touches air, it starts to coagulate. There was no possible way to hold it. There was no possible way to hold it or store it securely without it coagulating, turning back into like a thick jelly or drying up. And another gentleman, he came up with it, and he found a way to where it was depressurized, so to speak. It had the air taken out of it. And his name was Charles Brew. And it's like, these are things that they use every day. When you see the United Way or American or Red Cross, and they draw your blood and what have you, and you see that those little bags that they hold those in, you know that somebody that's a part of you had something to do with it. The reason why it's so important, in my opinion, for us to look, to know, is because it adds worth. You know, it adds worth to what we are. Do you agree?
No, I totally agree. You know, I don't think you can speak of inventions without mentioning George Washington Carver or Louis Latimer.
Right.
Carver, I don't know if many of you know that, he was responsible for a lot of the inventions that we have, that stem from peanuts. And he was also responsible for the, what's it called? I forget the technical term. When they build cars, what's that? The assembly line.
The assembly line. Yes.
Yeah. The assembly line. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a, you took science 101
right.
in high school.
Right.
And you knew if you mix vinegar and baking soda, it created this a substance, this compound. And it's the same thing like carbon monoxide. It's you're able to create a fire, a fire extinguisher, a retardant. Well, the gentleman Thomas Marshall created the fire extinguisher, the one that they use today, and he upgraded it. It was back in 1872.
And you also had like individuals like Madam C.J. Walker, who she created the first black hair care products, and then Percy Jr., pioneer in the field of synthetic chemistry, and then of course I can't, me personally I can't speak on history of people of color without speaking about historians like Dr. John Henry Clark and Ivan Van Sertima, who were responsible for, bringing the real truth of ancient history and contributions of people of color to the United States. Ivan Van Sertima, he was responsible for his book "They Came Before Columbus," which that particular book caused an uproar in scholarly circles because he was basically stating that there were Africans here in the Americas long before Columbus came, and they were responsible for the giant Olmec heads that you see in Central America. So.
Wow. And now, we usually, when you start seeing monoliths and so forth, and sites of history like that, they automatically think, okay, it's Incan, or Mayan and Egyptian, and you say, okay. But then when you start looking at some of the hieroglyphs, like there's a movie coming out called Egyptian Gods.
Oh, Gods of Egypt.
And it was a big Gods of Egypt. And it's kind of funny because, I mean, they have everybody in the movie. There's like one brother in the movie. Yes, there's one. And they're all Egyptian. I'm like, you know, you got Ra, Osiris, Helmuth, Isis, all of these. And if you look on the walls when they describe the gods, they're a little bit darker than the others. Then you see the ones where the places that they conquered, and that would be even Rome. You see that those guys are like straight pale. So it lets you know that they were much lighter than they were. And then they were like of an orange. Then you see these other people who were darker, and they held positions, respect, you know, hierarchy. But that's the movie is. Yeah, they already said this doesn't make any sense. You can't have, it's kind of like going to Africa and never seeing a black person.
Well, you know, the director of the movie, he got online and he apologized for the lack of color.
It's kind of like if you have a movie called Singing in the Rain and it's always sunny, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's not a matter of color. It's not a matter of color. It's a matter of respect and recognition, you know. And I've said before that people, if we go abroad, any Americans go abroad, they don't go, oh, there's a black person. Or a white person, or a Mexican, you know, a brown person. They don't do that. They go, oh, they're Americans. That's how they look at it. We look at us as differences, but we're Americans. If you go to France and, you know, there's a black guy speaking French, he's French. He's from France. That's all there is. Do they know the differences between them? Yes, they do. Is it as prevalent as it is over here? No, it's not. Even they say it's not. You know, and it's like it was removed. It's not removed. I mean, you can't ignore it, but it's like here in America, it's a freaking disease. And I'm like, everybody. You live. We're just people. We have influences in medicine, in art, in mechanics, science, music. It's something today. Prince, they were showing the 50 top 50 Super Bowl moments, whatever, blah, 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 music. Blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, great, wonderful. Music. Prince came on, and him and Mike have the two highest rated shows in NFL history, or in history of a show, period. So Mike's was like a magic show. If you ever go to Google, YouTube, check it out. Prince, he played Purple Rain in the rain in real life, and it was the first time it ever rained at the Super Bowl on an indoor arena. And he still pulled it off. One of the biggest instruments in rock, in R&B, in jazz, in soul, in neo soul, in salsa is a guitar. And a guitar was invented by an African American, Robert Rodney Jr.
Two of the baddest guitar players ever, Slash from Guns N' Roses and Jimi Hendrix.
True. Since 1886.
Yeah.
And then the first set percussions was invented by an African American, Sasha Brown. And I'm like, so he put them all together, like bongos.
Sasha Brown. Sasha Brown. He's got a girl name.
Sasha Brown. Brown. His family's owner was into electric. They have German roots, European. He's biracial, and took him over to Europe so he wouldn't go through the stuff that the other African Americans were going through here. Slaves were going through here, and let his family live well. But the thing is, you know, when he came back, he was more interested in music. Now, other people have added to it, of course. That's the way it works, added to it. But he still did his thing, you know. He did his thing, and he put forth a major effort where we're overlooked. Small things, a lemon squeezer, that turning lock that you see, that deadbolt, was something small. Pencil sharpeners. A pencil sharpener. John
pencil
Love.
Played about a book.
Pencil, yes, John Love, 1897. And what's that, that they use the dough? The rolling pin. Rolling pin.
Really?
For a car, spark plugs. And the gentleman's name is Edmund Berger. I can't say the year. Give me a moment and I'll come up with it. Edmund Berger came up with the spark. He invented the spark plug. He found a way.
How many of these individuals died broke?
All of them.
Really?
I think there's only six of, and now I know of about 55, and I saw a list. I know of about 55 inventors, and I think about six of them actually made a difference. At John Hopkins Hospital, African American came up with the heart clamp, the clamp for the heart to stop bleeding. I think that was a major freaking discovery. You know, you just bleed out. You cut that arterial structure there, and all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to link it to something else. And their thing was is patch it as fast as you can before it continues bleeding. So they continue to bleed out. You got 6 pints of blood in you, and you know, your subcutaneous artery, the one on your just above your neck, right there by your carotid artery, the one under your armpit, you know, pumps out 1 pint of blood every 3.2 seconds, 1,000, 2,000, 3. That's a pint of blood. You got 6 pints in 6 seconds, you're dead. You're like, you know, damn near. So these contributions are huge, big, but they're overlooked. You know, claim staking. An African American came up with a way to do general surveying with the tool that makes surveying. So he was able to do gauging for land, and you don't know about that. You don't know about that. We're going to continue this, and I apologize to all of us. We're having some technical difficulties this morning and with Blog Talk, and it's okay. We'll address it. But join us this evening on RadioPhoenix.org at On Point, and we'll be there. And we want to pick this back up, but we're actually going to, you know, we're going to have some people, you know, talk with us a little bit. We want to get your opinion on what you feel, how you think things, and what you think that is wrong with American history, or whether we should be included, or whether, you know, it's just beating a dead horse. Those are things that we want to go over. Chris, any final thoughts?
Nah, not really, man. I think you covered pretty much everything. The only thing I can think of is, you know, don't look for other people to give you the truth or the real about anything. You have to dig deep for it on your own. So.
I can get with that. I can agree with that. I think it life is worth investigating. It's an adventure,
right.
So investigate. You know, learn more about it, and learn more about you. There's more to you. You know, when you wake up in the morning, that pillow you're lying on, the sheets. You ever stop and think who invented this? Where'd it come from? The refrigerator. You know. Your air conditioner, the thermometer, you know, a dryer, the dryer, you know, your dryer that dries your clothes, you know, closed case kennel. If you have a closed case kennel, who invented that? And I know you're asking, well, why are you just rounding off some random things that are there? Because these are things that people actually use every day and is a part of us every day. And it's gone. It's just kind of like forgotten. You kind of like, oh, it's just here. Well, it's important to know who you are, where you're from, what's about you. And it makes you stronger to go, hey, you know what? I can do this. You know, if there's a something you're embarking on, you can do it. You know, if there's something that you want to invent, you can do it. Don't ever sell yourself short, because you have history, you have lineage behind you. You know, you're made up of things, of individuals, of people that were ingenuitive. They had structure. They had drive, motivation. You know, they wanted more. They wanted something for themselves. Never sell yourself short. Well, again, join us tonight on RadioPhoenix.org. And we'll tap a little bit more about this. And, again, my deepest apologies to all of our listeners for we were having a little bit, we still are in a little bit of technical difficulties with our sound. So, but we hope that you join us this evening. We look forward to you being there with us. Chris, thanks for being with me today, bro. And you know what? We're going to rock it this evening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, raise your glasses. Remember, every idea is grand. Every thought is warranted. And for every step you take and for every endeavor you make, I hope and pray that they're always, 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 always on point.
On point.